Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and all the glory tonight. I just praise his holy name tonight. I just thank and praise him for all that he does for us. God is such a good God. We're going to get ready to go into, just going to have a short devotion first, and then we're going to go right into the Word of God. God is so awesome. Awesome. He's an awesome God, and I love him more than anything. We're going to get ready. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Just one second. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thy ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privily for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hands I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities, and hast to the hands of the enemy. Thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am in trouble. My eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength faileth because of my iniquities, and my bones are consumed. I was a reproach among all my enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to my acquaintance. They that did see me without flee from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I am like a broken vessel, for I have heard the slander of many. Fear was on every side while they took counsel together against me. They devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. I have just read you from Psalm 31, from the first verse to the 14th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to hear a song right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
if an oddly simple but very effective tropical hack would burn more than 3 pounds in just one day. Turns out...
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing tonight and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, we just come just worshiping you tonight, God. We come bowing down tonight, God. We come magnifying your name tonight. We come lifting up holy hands, God. We just come thanking and praising you, Lord. We come worshiping you, Lord. We come just thanking you, giving you praise, praising your name, God, giving you worship tonight, God, blessing your name, God. We just come rejoicing before you, Lord, just thanking you tonight, God, just praising you tonight, God, just magnifying you tonight, God, just worshiping you, God, just thanking you, just thanking you, just loving you, God, just praising you. I just thank you tonight. Magnify your name, holy name, God, and worship you, God, in the name of Jesus. Just give you all the praise tonight. We give you all the glory tonight. We just thank you, Lord. Thank you tonight, God. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you tonight, God. Giving you praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for your anointing, God. Thank you, God, for our daily bread, God. And thank you tonight, God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you tonight, God. And thank you tonight, Lord. We worship you tonight. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, God.
We worship you, God. We worship you, God. And we worship you, God. We worship you tonight, Lord. And yes, we do, Lord. We just give you praise, God. And we thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you tonight, God. Lord, thank you for the study of your word on tonight, God. Thank you tonight. Thank you tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you for wisdom and knowledge that only you can give us, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Lord, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the Holy Ghost tonight. Thank you for letting your anointing fall on me. Hallelujah. For letting your power fall tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Halabasandrosi akabandi. Ilabasoro robo komamasi. Yeah, Lord. Yerabasandrosi didianda. Oh, Yerabasandro Sidianda. Yerabokomama Sandro Si. Oh, Larabakandro Sidianda. Hari didi become a mati. Oh, yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. God said the truth. We'll prevail the truth. We'll come forth the truth. Hallelujah. Sandro Si. Idabahabahabosikanda. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you tonight. Thank you. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you tonight, God. We give you praise. Yes, God. Lord, I ask you to bind up the strong man, Lord. Bind up the strong man. Bind the strong man tonight. Every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled. You are bound right now. I'll bind you up and I cast you out. I command you to go from our lives and from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, Lord, cover everyone under the sound of my voice, everyone that will listen to this video. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, God. God got a right now word for somebody. Hallelujah. God say, ain't no escaping right here. Hallelujah. He got a right now word. Hallelujah. Yes, God got a right now word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He said, get ready, get ready. He got a right now word for somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, God, thank you tonight. Yes, God, it's approaching. It's time. Hallelujah. It's time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time is approaching. Hallelujah. Fastly approaching. Hallelujah. I just give God praise tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. So let it be. Amen. So let it be. I'm going to try to get through this. These chapters. I'm going to try to get through this tonight. God has been speaking through me even before the radio broadcast. There was people on here that God had sent for me to give a word to, and it's been good. Numbers chapter 34. Numbers chapter 34. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and say unto them, when you come into the land of Canaan, this is the land that shall fall unto you for an inheritance, even the land of Canaan, with the coast thereof. Then your south quarter shall be from the wilderness of Zin along to the coast of Edom, and your south border shall be the outmost coast of the south sea eastward, and your border shall turn from the south to the ascent of Akarabin to Zin, and the going forth thereof shall be from the south of Kadeshabor
Kadesabar, Nia, and shall go on to Hazaradar, and pass on to Asmon. And the borders shall fetch a compass from Asmon unto the river of Egypt, and the goings out of it shall be at the sea. And as far the western border, you shall even have the great sea of the board for a border. This shall be your west border, and this shall be your north border. From the great sea, ye shall point out for you Mount Hor. From Mount Hor, ye shall point out your borders unto the entrance of Hamath, and the goings forth of the border shall be to Zedad. And the border shall go on to Zaphron, and the goings out of it shall be at Hazaranan. This shall be your north borders, and ye shall point out your east borders from Hazaranan to Shephon. Coast shall go down from Shephon to Rablah on the east side of Ain, and the borders shall descend and shall reach unto the side of the sea of Kinnereth eastward. And the border shall go down to Jordan, and the goings out of it shall be at the salt sea. This shall be your land with the coast thereof round and about. And Moses commanded the children of Israel, saying, this is the land which ye shall inherit by lot, which the Lord commanded to give unto the nine tribes and to the half tribes, and the tribe of the children of Reuben according to the house of their fathers, and the tribe of the children of Gad according to the house of their fathers, have received their inheritance, and half the tribe of Manasseh have received their inheritance. Two tribes and the half tribe have received their inheritance on this side of Jordan, near Jericho, eastward toward the sun rising. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, these are the names of the men which shall divide the land unto you: Eleazar the priest, and Joshua the son of Nun. And ye shall take one prince of every tribe to divide the land by inheritance. And the names of the men are these: of the tribe of Judah, Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and the tribe of the children of Simeon, Shemuel, and the son of Ammihud, of the tribe of Benjamin, Eliadad, the son of Chizlon, prince of the tribe of the children of Dan, Bukai, the son of Joglai, the prince of the children of Joseph. For the tribe of the children of Manasseh, Hananel, the son of Ephod, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Ephraim, Kemuel, the son of Shephatan, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Zebulun, Elizaphan, the son of Panarch, and the prince of the tribe of the children of Issachar, Pelatel, the son of Ezan, the prince of the tribe of the children of Asher, Ahihud, son of Shilamah, the prince of the tribe of the children of Naphtali, Pedahiel, the son of Ammihud. These are they who the Lord commanded to divide the inheritance unto the children of Israel in the land of Canaan.
Amen. Chapter 35. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab, or Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, command the children of Israel. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Command the children of Israel that they give unto the Levites of the inheritance of their possession, cities to dwell in, and ye shall give also unto the Levites suburbs for the cities round about them. And the cities shall they have to dwell in, and the suburbs of them shall be for their cattle and for their goods and for all their beasts. And the suburbs of the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites shall reach from the wall of the city and outward 1,000 cubits round about. And ye shall measure from without the city of the east side 2,000 cubits, and on the south side 2,000 cubits, and on the west side 2,000 cubits, and on the north side 2,000 cubits. And the city shall be in the midst. This shall be to them the suburbs of the city. And among the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which ye shall appoint for the manslayer, that he may flee thither. And to them ye shall add 42 cities. So all the cities which ye shall give to the Levites shall be 48 cities. Them shall ye give with the suburbs. And the city which ye shall give shall be of the possession of the children of Israel. From them that have many ye shall give me, but from them that have few ye shall give few. Everyone shall give of his city unto the Levites according to his inheritance which he inherited. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when ye be come over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person of unaware, persons at unaware. And they shall be unto you cities for refuge from the avengers, that the manslayer die not until the stand before the congregation in judgment. And of these cities which ye shall give, 6 cities shall ye have for refuge. Ye shall give 3 cities on this side Jordan, and 3 cities shall ye give in the land of Canaan, which shall be cities of refuge. These 6 cities shall be of refuge, both for the children of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that everyone that killeth any person unaware may flee thither. And if he smite him with the instrument of iron so that he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he smite him with throwing a stone wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death. Or if he smite him with a hand weapon of wood wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer. The murderer shall surely be put to death.
Excuse me. Does anybody else hear any cracking or any bad connection?
I heard something like something moving or something.
A little bit.
You hear some cracking? Y'all hear cracking? Okay. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
19.
Okay. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer. when he meets him, he shall slay him. But if he thrust him of hatred or hurl at him by laying of weight, that he die. Or in enmity, smite him with his hand, that he die. He that smote him shall surely be put to death, for he is a murderer. The revenger of blood shall slay the murderer when he meeteth him. But if he thrust him suddenly without enmity, or have cast upon him anything without laying of weight, or with any stone, wherewith a man may die, seeing him not and cast it upon him, that he died and was not his enemy, neither stop his horn, then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to his judgment. And the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge, whither he was fled, and he shall abide in it under the death of the high priest, which was anointed with the holy oil. But if the slayer shall at any time come without the border of the city of his refuge, whether he was fled, and the revenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge, and the revenger of blood kill the slayer, he shall not be guilty of blood, because he should have remained in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return unto the land of his possession. So these things shall be for a statute of judgment unto you throughout your generations and all your dwellings. Whoso killeth any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witness. For one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him to die. Moreover, you shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall be surely put to death. And you shall take no satisfaction for him that is fled to the city of his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land until the death of the priest. So you shall not pollute the land wherein ye are, For blood it defileth the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein, but by the blood of him that shed it. Defile not therefore the land which ye shall inhabit, wherein I dwell, for I the Lord dwell among the children of Israel. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We're going to save 36 for Thursday. It's just 16 verses, but we're going to, I guess it's 16, 13 verses, but we're going to save it till then. The first question is, what did God command the children of Israel to give to the Levites? Let me see.
The inheritance of the city.
It said the command the children of Israel that they give unto the Levites of the inheritance of their possession cities to dwell in. And ye shall give also unto the Levites suburbs for the cities around about them. And the cities shall they have to dwell in, and the suburbs of them shall be for their cattle and for their goods and for all their beasts. Okay. For what were the cities of refuge
established? What was they established for, I guess? Then verse 11 and 35. Then ye shall appoint your cities to be a refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person at unawareness. So it was there for murderers, I guess that you could say that. Or a city a person could seek refuge in if they had accidentally killed someone. Mm-hmm. So that was eight. So how many cities of refuge were established? How many of the cities of refuge was established? It's in verse 6.
Altogether, was it 48?
No, it's in verse 6.
Okay. Six.
You see it? Mm-hmm.
Oh. And so then you mm-hmm. should have 40 and
60. Hmm?
Oh, I read the end.
In verse.
It said, "And one of the cities which ye shall give unto the Levites, there shall be 6 cities for refuge, which ye shall appoint for the manslayer, that he may flee thither. And to them ye shall add 42 cities."
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay. Oh, I did 35 first. Lord, have mercy. Okay, 34. Who did God instruct Moses to use to divide the inheritance? Man, why y'all didn't take so long? Chapter 34. It's in verse 17. Who did God instruct Moses to use to divide the inheritance?
Is it Eleazar?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. Okay.
In Joshua.
Okay.
It's in verse 17 of 34. Let me see. These are the names of the men which shall divide the land unto you: Eleazar the priest and Joshua the son of Nun. Yep. So, we're just about out of the book of Numbers. We got one more chapter, and tomorrow I will try to get Deuteronomy to you all. So this was an important chapter because it defines the unmistakable term, the extent of the land that God gave to Israel. Also, it underscores the fact that God gave the land to Israel for an eternal possession. Regardless of who claims it today, that land belongs to Israel. So, it was promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It was promised to their seeds and generations and stuff. So, and the Arabs got a lot of that land, and that's why you hear them talk about Father Abraham and stuff like that. That's who they really truly believe in, is Father Abraham, the Arabs and stuff like that. So they got the bulk of that land. I don't know who else got it. Even today, I don't know who got it. But it just, what it was saying, how it was telling them, he gives the south borders, and then he points out the west borders. He was just trying to show them where the land started and where it ended at and stuff like that. And then he gave the law, or God gave Moses, told Moses to tell them about the law regarding the inheritance of the land. And that, you know, like the law was to stay in the tribe. No man could lose his property permanently. At the year of Jubilee, all properties which had been mortgaged reverted to the original family again. This was a good arrangement which God made for his people. It was the way he protected them. So if you sell some of the land, or if you put it up for anything in the year of Jubilee, they had to return all of that land, all of it. Mm-hmm. So it was good. Do we have any questions or comments? See, they gave a lot of, they, as the Levites were taken from among the children of Israel instead of all of the firstborn, the Levites belonged to the Lord, and they were not given a of the land of Israel, but they were given cities to live in. See, that's what happened to the Levites. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this was good. This was good. We're going to finish up on Thursday, but I just want to talk a little bit about some things the Lord had been showing me, and I just want to ask everybody, and if you can do it, I'm going to start fasting tomorrow. I know a couple of people said they were going to start fasting tomorrow. We need to fast for our families. We need to fast for us, but we need to cover our families. We need to keep our families covered in the blood of Jesus. We need to fast. Things going to come down the line, and this thing's going to happen, and we need to know. Ain't no use to wait until the first of the year to fast. When you open the new year, you need to fast before we get to the new year. So by the grace of God, God has put on my heart to fast every month. This is me. This is me because I'm in leadership. I'm going to fast. I don't care if I get big as a broom handle. I'm going to fast for God and for the power and the anointing of the Lord. But we need to cover our families. We need to plead the blood. We need to apply the blood of Jesus over our families, over every one of our children, call them by name, in our family, our grandchildren, our great-grand. We need to cover them in the blood of Jesus and encamp God's angels around them to protect them. I ask you all to plead the blood over your homes. So, because when this variance that's out now, it's not that much. It's not that harsh, but it's one coming behind this that will be harsh, and it's going to take some more lives. And we need to be covered. The blood on the doorpost, we need to apply the blood over our homes, on the doorpost, over our children, over are they out there working, and they out there going to school, and they out there doing whatever they do. When they need to be covered under the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you, this is why we need to pray and fast. Now, I'm a preach Sunday, but I ain't going to say I'm a preach every Sunday. I'm a pray, because that's the key. That's the answer. I'm a pray for a half hour or 20 minutes or whatever it is. I'm going to pray, because that's what we need is prayer. We need to cover. We need to cover people and pray for people and pray for God's mercy and grace, because this is a time that I'm telling you, we're going to need more than just preaching, hollering and screaming. We need more than that. We need to worship God. We need to pray. And I'm just telling you, we need to pray. Go before the Lord. stay before the Lord. This is what we need. Prayer is the key. Communicating with God is the key at all times. Keep a prayer on your heart. I'm telling you, this is the time, because God, he on his way back now. I ain't trying to scare nobody, because it ain't nothing to be scared of. Ain't nothing to be scared of. But as long as you got your work done and you trust and believe in the Lord, ain't nothing for you to be scared of. Nothing. But I'm telling you, we need to keep our families covered. We need to pray and pray for other people too. But it's a time right now where we don't need to be running all over here and there and doing this and that and all that. We need to be praying. I ain't saying we got to live and we in this world, but we not of the world, but we got to stay covered under the blood of Jesus. Don't let this thing throw you off of focus, because it ain't nothing. It's a Trojan horse, and it ain't nothing but the one that coming behind it. It's what we really got to pray. We got to stay on the wall. We the watchmen. We got to pray. God calling for us to pray, so stay prayerful in all the stuff that, we do, nobody in this ministry, but it's so many people out there, and they doing all kind of stuff, and they so involved in what worldly people does and do, and they not focused on, really focused on what God's saying and what he's doing. It's so many people out there, and we have to grow in maturity, because there's so many people out there that need our prayers and stuff. We need to just be covering as many people as we can. But first of all, cover your family. Cover yourself. Cover your family. And be in prayer. Become a prayer warrior. Become a prayer all the time. Pray every day. This is what we got to do. I'm going to pray as many times as God would allow me to open my mouth. He's going to get so tired of me, but I'm going to, honey, I'm going to be crying out for my family. I'm going to be crying out for people that can't cry out for themselves. That's what I'm going to do, because for God to have mercy on us, because I'm telling you, the enemy is out there, and he is attacking, and he coming however he can. He coming to take people out that don't know what to do. So I'm telling you, I'm going to be preaching it maybe once a month, but every other time I'm going on there in hard prayer. I'm going behind the veil. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pray until Jesus come on back. I'm telling you, we need prayer, and we need to stay fasting. I'm not telling you not to eat, because I'm going to eat. But I'm going to fast a certain part of the day, at least 10 or 12 hours a day. I'm going to fast. And I'm going to do it 21 days every month. I'm going to. I'm not asking you to do that. But I'm going to fast 21 days every month. Mm-hmm. I ain't worried about eating. I'm not worried about all that other stuff. I'm worried about staying before the Lord and getting what he got to tell me. I was praying for a lady earlier tonight, and the power of God fell on me so tough. I knew it was from me fasting. I didn't know what to do. It took my breath. It was so strong. Came out of my mouth. Wasn't from me. It was from God. So I just thank and praise God for that. But the more you fast and pray, the stronger you get in God. The more you study, the stronger you get in God. But we need to be praying at this time. So I'm just letting everybody know, the word of God is right, and it's going to be here when everything else passes the word, but God's word will never pass. But right now, at this time, we need to stay before the Lord as much as we can. Talk to him as much as you can. I try to talk to him all day long. Just talk to him. Just talk to him. I'm telling you, talk to him. Let him know that he's there. Talk to him. he'll talk back. He talks back to me. Believe me, I be still getting attacked. Mm-hmm. But I be attacking them back. So I do. So I just wanted to let you all know that and to just stay encouraged. Stay encouraged. Don't stop stocking up. Keep stocking your cabinet. Keep stocking. If you would pay attention, this food and stuff is going up higher. And after a while, you ain't going to hardly be able to afford food. So keep stocking up while you can. Like I said, about a month or two ago, I bought about 6 or 8 cans of that turkey spam for $2 and some a can. Now it's $6.59. That was Sunday when I was in Kroger. $6.59 for a can of spam. And I just knew it wasn't true. I thought they had it in the wrong place. They didn't. So what you do, you start getting cans of meat as much as you can. Get what you can. Put up what you can. Don't eat that stuff. Just put it up. Just put it up. Because it's going to be so hard after a while to afford food. That's why people buying forms and things like that. Like I've seen on it, I joined this black-owned farmers. They own their own farms. And this lady or man, whoever it was, came on there and said, I can't afford to buy a farm. But I can't. And what she did was went and got some crates and put some plastic bags in some crates and some dirt and planted. And she had a good garden, a good garden, just doing that. You got to learn how to make it out here. I'm just telling you. You got to learn. And you got to have God's blessings on whatever you do. So, and God will lead and guide you on how to do things. Because I'm just trying to let you know what even the prophets that I heard, but God had been telling me about fasting and praying. That's why I started a couple of months ago doing 21 days. Because he was bearing down on me so hard. Now I know I got to fast 21 days every month. Until he tell me to stop. So, does anyone have any questions or anything? I'm not going to keep you on no longer, but I just want to let you know on Sunday I will preach a little bit, but I'm going to pray, and we have communion Sunday. But from now on, I'm going on there, and I may say a word or two and read a scripture or two, but I'm going on there. Specifically to pray, what I'm going on there for. Mm-hmm. Give a word, I'm going to give a word. Whatever he tell me to do, I'm going to do it. That's what we're supposed to do. Mm-hmm. And listen to the voice of God. Listen for his voice. He'll talk to you, you got to listen. Amen. Anyone have anything before we close out? Amen. I'm going to, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight just thanking you for opening up our understanding, God, and opening up our hearts and our minds and our spirit. Father, we just thank you for this word on tonight. We thank you for the promised land. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for teaching us. We thank you for taking over this Bible class. We just thank you tonight, Lord, and thank you for your instructions, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your anointing tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I just feel your presence so heavy and so strong. I just thank you, Lord. I can't just stop thanking you for all that you've done, God. I give you praise and glory. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Keep my family covered, Father, in the blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around every one of them. Bless and cover this ministry, this church, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you to use them like never before. Lord, use them, God, for your glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just give you glory and praise on tonight, God. We even ask you to touch our babies, God, and let the words come out of their mouth. Let them pray, God. Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, you all that we have, Father, but you all that we need, Lord. We just thank you. We trust you, Father. We trust your word, God, and we're going to do what you say do, Lord. Father, we thank you, and we and I pray, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. God bless you all. God bless you, and amen. You all have the rest of the night, a good night, and I will be on the live in the morning. If you can get on there, it's fine. If you can't, I know y'all still recuperating from the trip. So God bless you all. I love you. Y'all have a good night now.
God bless you. Love you. Good night.
God bless you. Love you, too. Good night.
Dr.
God bless you.
Love you and Dr. B. Y'all have a good night.
All right. God bless you, too. Love you, too.
God bless you. Love you. Good night.
God bless you too, baby. Good night.